This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
I hit it hard, man.
So far, good Saturday morning, everybody. John and Charlie to start things off here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. No Billy today. He is on some island, some remote island or something, doing something. But he deserves it after a long week at the U.S. Open last week, working his tail off. And Charlie, you are in Pittsburgh right now. What you doing in Pittsburgh?
I get to go play Oakmont today.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, it's beautiful up here in Pittsburgh. The Texans are going to play here on Sunday at 1 o'clock. I wish I could go to the game so I could root for Pittsburgh.
Well, you can. You're right there, Charlie. Let's go. Put in the
effort. Yeah, but I'll be on the first tee, you know?
Oh, that's tomorrow you're playing Oakmont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, today and tomorrow. I'll come home Sunday night.
So Oakmont is the church pews, am I right?
Church pews, yes, sir.
So you ever been in them church pews?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Very difficult.
It's bunkers that are divided by grass, and they're narrow, and if you get in there, you just got to go out sideways.
Yeah, so don't go into church pews until – well, go Sunday morning, but then Sunday afternoon when you're out there, stay out of them, okay?
John, I like your advice.
Okay. So you're going to be just a couple of segments, but you got an interview with Brant Jobe that you did, so we'll play that on the show.
Yeah, he's advertising some products that are all natural, Boomer natural products for aches and pains and for sleeping. It's right up my alley. I mean, I can't take any other medicine because I had a stent put in last year. So I'm going to order some of this stuff and see if it can put me to sleep.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Yeah, get you a good night's sleep with Boomer Naturals. That's great, great stuff. Yeah, Boomer Naturals, a big sponsor here on SportsMap Radio. So good stuff, good stuff. So what we got a minute to talk about. I guess we got a minute. We got very little time here to talk about. No time. We will take a break, and we will come back, and we'll talk about Bryson DeChambeau. And Bruce Davidson is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. So we got a nice show for you here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. Charlie, why don't you take a minute to talk about Insperity real quick?
Well, Insperity is that company that started in 1986 and has grown to almost a $4 billion company because they're great people, and they great people to help small business expand their business and handle, you know, their HR problems or payroll, give them ideas on how to do things better every day. This year has been really, really trying for everybody, even for them. And they're working at home, and they know the ins and outs of that kind of new trend in business today. But Insperity is a company that will inspire you. It will help you. And all you have to do is to log on to Insperity.com and check with their experts, and they will come and help you. Right, John?
That's right, baby. That is exactly what they'll do. Now, we got Brant Jobe, obviously, long time on the tour, and now he's on the Champions Tour. And he's also promoting the products for Boomer Naturals. But before we get to your interview with him, Charlie, just give me a synopsis of what you thought of Bryson DeChambeau last week.
You know, it was incredible. It was very entertaining. He's moved the needle. How long it's going to go that way, I'm not sure. What he does, you know, very few people can do because of his intellect and the hours and hours that he spends on the game. But, you know, the other guys are hitting it just as long as he is. But It's interesting. He was a great U.S. Open victory. I salute him. And, you know, John, you know, as an amateur, what'd you think?
I thought he's just overpowering. I think he's got a secret that, you know, maybe now, you know, once somebody has some success with something, there's a bunch of copycats, Charlie. I wouldn't be surprised at all if guys aren't going to be in that weight room using his technology or trying to find the same technology that he's using and get the most that they possibly can out of it. We may be seeing a bunch of defensive ends playing golf here in the near future, Charlie. I think that's what could possibly happen, if you want to know the truth.
I think if a lot of people try that, it's going to be a bad thing. They got to just stick with what they got and go to some professionals that can help them. But, you know, I've been in the weight room and it hasn't helped me.
Well, here we go. Hey, Charlie, you get out of that weight room, you go have fun in Pittsburgh, and we will talk to you again next week. We appreciate you. And here's Charlie Epps with Brant Jobe talking a little Boomer Naturals.
Well, we are here today with Brant Jobe, an outstanding golfer since he's a junior. He's been junior golfer, collegiate golfer, won the 1998 NCAA championship. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a fun time.
Was that when you were at UCLA?
That was. It was my senior year at UCLA. The UCLA team won the national championship, and I unfortunately finished runner-up to E.J. Fister, who was at Oklahoma State at that time.
Oh, that really hurt, huh?
It did.
Well, as we go through your career, and you went through a distinguished career on the PGA Tour, and we know, you know, the life of a golfer, everybody thinks is really easy, but it's not. It's hours and hours of practice. It's hours and hours on the golf course. What's been your secret to your longevity?
You know, that's a wonderful question. You know, you're absolutely correct. I mean, everybody sees the guys on TV and think, oh man, this is what an incredible job. This is fantastic. But what they forget about is, you know, while everyone's at work, I'm doing the same thing, hitting balls, chipping, putting, practicing, getting ready for each week. And, you know, we travel anywhere between 30 and 40 weeks out of the year to play each year, especially on the PGA Tour. It's very demanding. So you're not home a lot. And I think that's probably the hardest part about it is really, you know, getting your family in order and having, you know, a wife that understands what your job is and what you're doing. In terms of longevity, that's kind of been the secret. That kind of leads me into one of the companies that I've associated with myself with, which is Boomer Naturals. And I've been using the products since basically I've gotten on the Champions Tour, and it's really helped me in my daily aspects of what I do.
What exactly are they? Are they vitamins? What do they do for you?
No, Boomer Natural products, they really have two big golf products right now. One of them is the roll-on, which you apply the roll-on just as you would any other roll-on to your sore areas, you know, be it your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your wrist, your ankle, whatever's really bothering you. And I use that and the tincture drops. And what I do is I take one full droplet each night before I go to bed. And really what I found is it's a great anti-inflammatory, helps me get a great night's sleep. I wake up rested and really rejuvenated. And it's really taken the place of me taking any over-the-counter kind of anti-inflammatory drugs that have been really hard on my stomach over the years. So this has been a natural way to really calm my body. It recovers at night, which is ideal. And, you know, an all-natural anti-inflammatory. So those aches and pains that I experience on a daily basis seem to magically go away. It's been an incredible product, and it's really helped me be able to get out and do a little more work on the golf course than what I thought I could.
Well, you just sold me. I'm 75 years old, and I got a lot of aches and pains, and I had a stent put in last year, and my doctor said I can't take any more over-the-counter drugs for anti-inflammatories, and so I'm going to get the, some of these products, and who knows, I might be back out there on the Champions Tour with you.
I like the way that sounds. I'll tell you what, it's really been incredible. I've had a lot of friends, a lot of people, you know, they're close to me, and I've had them use them on specific areas that they've had problems with. And, you know, it's not an overnight cure, but it's something if you stick with after a week, you will start seeing results. And it's truly been amazing. I've had a good friend who was really struggling with some ankle problems. He had a bone spur right in his Achilles tendon, and he's been using the roll on the drops here for the last year and a half, and he's actually able to get up and get around, and his only other option was surgery. So for him, it's been an incredible change in his life that he can get up and he can move around to do the things that he couldn't do before he was using the product. And so he's probably one of my best people that has really had a change of his lifestyle because of this product and truly believes in it. And when you see things that, like that, you know, because he couldn't take any more over-the-counter drugs, like you said, it was bothering his stomach. And to be able to take something natural that his body will break down naturally and to get the results he's had has just been incredible.
Well, the other good news I heard is about the sleeping aid that you have. And, you know, I sleep like a baby. I wake about every 2 hours crying. So if I get if I get something to help me sleep through the night, you're going to be my new best friend. So tell me a little more about that, the drops that you take for sleeping.
Yeah, the tincture drops are in a bottle form, coming in and it with an applicator, and really I get what I do is I take two halves under my tongue, let them rest there for about 10-20 seconds, and then drink some water. And basically, it's been amazing, I will tell you, since I've done it. My sleep, and, you know, I've had to wear one of those Whoop bands here lately because of the pandemic. My sleep and my recovery has been off the charts. And that's one thing I struggled with was staying asleep. And I'm getting so much better rest, and I wake up ready to go. And I did my first test when I had to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get out there and play. You know, wasn't getting very good night's sleep, but I said, finally, I've got to do something. So at about 10 o'clock, I took the drops. By 10:30, I was out. Next thing I know, my alarm was going off at 5 a.m., and I literally felt like I could jump out of bed. And I had one of my better rounds, and I said, hey, I'm a believer. And that was kind of the start of it for me. And that's really been my experience. I'm not a good morning person. So it's really helped me get ready to go in the morning. I feel very well rested. And as I said, I feel like I've had a recovery from my sleep overnight, and the Whoop band has proven that my recovery is excellent every night, you know, regardless of whether I'm getting 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever that number is. It's all in your recovery and your deep sleep, and it's gotten me in that position to where my body is recovering better. And I believe in the drops. I believe in the roll-on. It's really helped prolong my career, and it's helped me really be able to get out and hit more balls and do more practice and taking less of a toll on my body.
Well, we also know, as you being a competitor like you have been all your life and on the PGA Tour and now on the Champions Tour, sleeping on the lead is hard. And then if you take something and you really don't, you know, you come up in a fog, but when you take this at night, sitting on the lead, you wake up in the morning wearing the go with no hangover or no nothing?
Absolutely. I have never experienced that. And I had problems with other products where I wake up and I feel groggy or slow, and I do not have that problem. I've been at it now for a couple of years. And I'll tell you what, it's almost easier and it's better to use the drops when I have to get up really early in the morning because it's that much easier for me than what it used to be in the past. So no side effects. I wake up feeling rested, and I feel my body actually feels like it's healed. And that's kind of a strange thing to say, but I feel like overnight my aches and pains, and they're little aches and pains. I've been fortunate that I don't have, you know, something that's been lingering on me. But, hey, my back gets sore, my shoulders get sore, my hips get sore from playing golf every single day. And those little pains seem to subside because my body's able to recover overnight. Really, what I'm taking is a natural anti-inflammatory that my body's able to break down much easier and get direct results. And if I have anything that's really bothering me that I can be specific to, I use the roll-on just like I use the drops. And the roll-on I use daily. But really, I have really enjoyed the drops. That's what's really kept me going is that the tincture drops.
Well, we know also being a Champions Tour player, you travel, you go overseas. You had a lot of success in Japan, one of the only Americans to ever win six times on the Japanese Tour. But that's also jet lag and going back and forth across the timeline. Would this help that situation to help you sleep better?
You know, it's funny you asked that. We actually had a trip this year where we went early in the year where we went to Morocco. And I was really worried about getting there. We were getting there in the morning, having to go out and have a practice round in the afternoon. So I did exactly that. Got on the plane, took my drops. I got a little bit of sleep. I'm not a good plane sleeper, as many aren't. But I'll tell you what, when I got there, my body felt fantastic. I didn't have the soreness or the stiffness from the travel. So I use it that way, too. And that's kind of the unique thing about this is there's not one specific way you've got to use it. You know, some people like to take them in the morning. Some people like to take the drops in the afternoon. I found that I like the evening because I like the sleep and my ability to get rest. And it's really not a so-called sleep aid, but what it does is it really just relaxes me and allows me to go to sleep. My brain stops racing, and I just kind of get in a relaxed state and go to sleep. And then I know my body's recovering overnight. And it's easy for me to sit here and say it, but I will challenge everybody to go out there and try and see, because the results that I've had through the people that I know, it's been incredible. And that's kind of been the neat thing about it. And there's no more need to take all these over-the-counter medicines that are so hard on your stomach. And, you know, really, honestly, not very good for you. This is an all-natural product that your body's able to break down and use. And that's kind of what's so fantastic about this product, and then the benefits that it gives you is incredible.
Well, that is Brant Jobe, PGA Tour player, winner from junior golf all the way to the Champions Tour. We certainly have enjoyed visiting with you about these Boomer natural products. I know I'm going to try them, but also I want to commit you to being on my radio show Saturday mornings between 8 and 9, the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, to talk more golf. But we'll set that up with Jose. And it's been fun visiting with you. And now I'm going to watch even more. And if you haven't seen Blaine McAllister out there, give him a putting lesson, will you?
Well, I've watched Blaine go right-handed, left-handed, and do about everything. But he's a great guy, and he's been a great player for a long time. One other thing I want to shout out to you is people, you know, during this pandemic time, I also want to let people know that Boomer Naturals is also they're providing and making masks. And we have a charitable aspect to that, too, where people that buy a mask also online, we donate a mask to a charity. And we, at this point in time, we've donated over 180,000 masks.
Wow.
So
another
great product that we're doing that really gives more, it's very comfortable. Obviously, it's very effective because it's got the nano silver technology. They're washable and they can be used up to 30 days. So that's just another product that's in the Boomer Natural line that I think everybody, you know, during these unprecedented times that people ought to look into and see that there's some value there. You know, I know that everybody would enjoy not having to buy all these masks and dispose of them in a couple days, but having a mask that you can wash and clean and, you know, feels great, wears great, and you know that because of the nano-silver technology, it's been proven that is a great barrier. So just another product that they have out there that I wanted to make you aware of, because any way we could help, and obviously the idea of giving to charity, too, is just a bonus. So I wanted to throw that in.
Well, that's great. Do you have a website that everybody can go to?
Yeah, everybody just can go to boomernatural.com. It's boomernaturals.com.
Beautiful.
And you will see all the different products there. We have gummies. If you don't like taking the drops, we can even get you into gummies that do the same thing. So there's a lot of different products for all different people. And what's really neat about this company is they're great products for your well-being. And that's what it's really all about.
can't thank you enough for visiting about this. Good luck with your career. Congratulations on your career. I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Well, Charlie, thank you very much for having me. I sure appreciate it.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Bring it in, Bruce Davidson, longtime pro here at River Oaks, now at Congaree. He's the big cheese. He's the all-around guy. I saw him in North Carolina. Are you in South Carolina now?
Morning, John. Yes, actually, I'm sitting on the 10th tee at Congaree. It's a beautiful morning here in South Carolina, and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, that is just one right there on the 10th tee, ready to go. I hope you're not bothering anybody by talking on the telephone out there, Bruce, but here we go. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, why don't you explain exactly what Congaree, because a lot of golf fans out there probably don't know what Congaree is.
Congaree is a philanthropic club, John. Mr. Friedkin, our owner, and our late owner, Mr. McNair, we started building this golf course 5 or 6 years ago, and essentially our ambassador members commit funds to our foundation, and so far we've raised nearly $10 million to make the world a better place through golf. We have many local initiatives, and we have our global golf initiative where we help kids from all over the world go to college in this country, and we're in our third season, and happy to report the club is doing very well.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome stuff. Yeah, it was built with charity in mind, which is those guys giving back, which is awfully, awfully nice. So, and you've been at the forefront of that all the way, which is really neat, Bruce. Missed you here in Houston, but you're doing great things there in South Carolina. Let's talk a little bit about last week, and Charlie had asked the question before he left his own show. What do you think of the way that Bryson DeChambeau, what happened with Bryson DeChambeau? I think that, you know, he's may start a trend here, everybody bulking up, everybody, you know, being so technical with their equipment and making sure that everything is so fine-tuned and I'm trying to overpower golf courses. Do you see maybe a trend after we were watching the success that Bryson DeChambeau's had?
John, yeah, it's going to sound a little opinionated, perhaps. I see some people attempting to copy, but how many people have attempted to copy Ben Hogan's swing or Jack Nicklaus's? I mean, there's only ever going to be one Bryson DeChambeau. And I think what I got from it was I couldn't believe how he manhandled maybe the hardest golf course in the U.S. Open, Rota. Like a lot of other golf pros, I thought that level par was a sure bet to win, and to win by 6 shots in the manner he did. I hope a lot of kids don't copy what he does because he takes too long to play. And we certainly don't need more of that in golf. If you're very, very good, I can see analyzing greens, but the majority of us don't need to do that. But I think the horse is bolted. These guys are all long. Even kids in high school now drive at 300 yards, so it wasn't really a surprise.
No, he is a bit too meticulous, that's for sure. And he's a little different. He's a little bit odd, and you know, sometimes I think that shows up in his socially, how he is, and also on the golf course we see that as well. But man, you can't argue with the success that he's had this year. You know, bulking up the way he has. He's had his criticisms. He's had the rumors, the innuendos about the bulking up. And then he's also, and then he's had a little controversy with some of the things that he said as well. But there's no doubting his success right now and just overpowering. And I want to talk to you about, because we had Billy on last week, and Billy, obviously, he grew up at Winged Foot and had so much insight. We will talk to him next week. He's busy giving lessons this week, so he wasn't able to be on. But I want to talk to you about Winged Foot a little bit and why it is so difficult. We'll do that on the other side here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity. Inspiring business performance, Bruce Davidson from Congar is joining us here this week on the show to talk a little golf. Let's talk, Bruce, about winged foot and why. I mean, no water, no out of bounds to speak of. But Billy said he's played there for all those years. He's never seen anybody hit a ball out of bounds. So what makes that course so difficult?
Well, John, first of all, I've never had the pleasure of playing it yet. I was due to play it with Dick Harmon right before he passed away. So my knowledge of winged foot is just what I gleaned from the family growing up. I mean, Dick Harmon sort of adopted me as an 18-year-old boy when I was over here playing college in Houston. And I was around his dad and, of course, Butch and Billy and Craig and Dick. And the stories, and we've even gotten to hear John McNeely work for Mr. Harmon and winged foot. So I've grown up, I guess, the last 40 years, heard stories about winged foot. And what I gleaned from what the boys told me was it's just the shot values. It's like every great golf course all over the world. If you, for example, Carnoustie in Scotland, my home country, the shot values there are so taxing. If you miss it just a little bit, you're struggling to make a par. And if you miss it by a lot, you're probably not going to make a bogey. And winged foot seemed to be like that on television. If you looked at the green complexes, lots of false fronts, got to get your yardages right. And of course, normally, that would mean that you have to hit the fairway. And I think, to me, that was what was the difference in this Open and Opens past. I saw Matthew Wolff hit a 7-iron from 206 yards out of the rough and spin it. Mm-hmm. Now, as a golf pro, I'm really not sure how you do that. I haven't seen it much before. And even with all the good players that I've managed to be around my life, played with, taught, the speed of these boys at impact now is to whereas they can control the golf ball out of the rough. And I think that was one of the big differences. But winged foot is the ultimate test. If you go back to 1974, the famous book, Massacre at Winged Foot, Hale Irwin won. I think he was 7 over par. The last time there, Will Mickelson and Montgomery made a mess. The last hole, Ogilvy was over par. So nobody, I think, was expecting anybody to shoot under par.
And he did, and dominated at the end there. And Matthew Wolff, and they say, yeah, you got to hit the fairways. Matthew Wolff hit, what, 9 fairways in 2 days or something, and was leading the tournament after 3 rounds. So it was, yeah, but you're right, the strength. We saw Tiger back in his heyday be able to do that as well, Bruce, is that you're just amazed how high he could hit it out of the rough, and he could stop it or spin it out of the rough.
But he was straight, John.
Yeah.
You know, he drew on a string, especially when Butchie taught him. So, you know, can we talk about Matthew Wolff for a minute?
Sure.
I think this kid is so exciting. You know, to have that quirky motion, you just think Trevino reborn 40 years later. Or Furyk, but mm-hmm. a guy who can drive at 330 yards. I think that is so exciting for golf that our guys now coming out with unconventional-looking golf swings. And I think that's great for kids because it means a kid who naturally can do it his way may decide he's going to stick with it and not have some guy like me say, no, son, you're never going to make it with that swing. You have to change mm-hmm. because there's way too much of that going on in golf, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been a proponent of that for a while now. And it got to a point, didn't it, Bruce, where they were all just so mechanical and all just so it just looked like everybody was the same guy.
Well, there's so much overcoaching on kids. You know, some kids pretty close to my heart. I think, you know, they've been overcoached. And at the end of the day, there's a ball and a club, and you control the club, and you've got to get the ball in the hole, and it doesn't really matter how you do it. And many have gone before them doing it unconventionally in their own ways, and I think we need to get back a little bit more to that in golf. If we're going to attract people to play it, yes.
Yeah. If you could buy stock in Morikawa or in Matthew Wolff, who would you take?
Well, it'll be a roller coaster stock with Matthew Wolff. And Morikawa is going to be an annuity, isn't he? Mm-hmm. I mean, the man never misses fairways and greens. But I think over the piece, you'd have to say Morikawa would be a steadier bet for a stock. But I would like to buy some in Matthew Wolff. I think it's going to be an exciting ride.
Absolutely. And you throw Hovland into the mix. We got some good, really good young players.
Fabulous players
coming our way in the future as well. So we got the Masters in the fall, Bruce. What is going to be? I mean, You're in South Carolina there, not too far. Well, kind of a little far from
Georgia. Well, we're 18 miles away.
Yeah, right. So how is it going to be different in the fall than it is in the spring?
Well, I mean, I'm guessing that the conditions will be similar. It's probably going to be a little cool. And sometimes at the Masters, when I was there with Mark, it was cold. And if it's cold and wet, it just becomes a slogger's golf course. So again, I think the tendency is going to be someone who can hit the ball very far and who can hit it high and get the ball to stop on those greens. But if you look at DeChambeau, whether you agree with his putting method or not, because to me, that still looks like it's anchoring. Don't know how the USGA missed that one, but the guy puts tremendously well, and to do well around Augusta National in that tournament, you have to be able to do that.
So, I mean, it's hard to bet against Dustin Johnson because of the way that he's been playing. He obviously didn't have the best open that he would have liked. Rahm is a bomber. Justin Thomas is a bomber. Rory's a bomber. DeChambeau is a bomber. All of these guys, Bruce, can overpower. They can overpower Augusta in a few weeks.
Yeah, and kudos to Claude Harmon, by the way. I mean, it's not easy to be the grandfather of Mr. Harmon. Excuse me, the grandson of Mr. Harmon or Butch's son. And look how Claude has taken off in the last few years with his players, Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. I mean, that's particularly good work, I would say, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, he's doing a heck of a job. Heck of a job. And Dustin, when he's shooting 80 one week, and then he's, you know, winning 3 out of 4 tournaments just a few weeks later.
And that was Claude. He gave him a lesson, told him to move his ball position and a couple little tweaks, you know, and that's sometimes all you need with a world-class player.
Absolutely. So I just saw something about Tiger. You know, he's the defending champ. But he certainly hasn't played like it. He's played so little and been able to practice so little. He talked about DeChambeau and, you know, how he thought, you know, he just loves it the way that he's overpowering the course and guys and the way that he's able to practice to get to where he is. But Tiger's not right now. He's not able to practice that way. Was that last Masters the last major we're going to see out of Tiger?
Oh, man, who would say that? Who would ever be brave enough to say that? I think I would say in November, if it's cold, he probably doesn't feature because of his back. He doesn't look to me like he moves very well when it's cold. He looks like his back bothers him. And that's a big boy's golf course, and for 4 days around there, you can't really put too many missteps in your program if you're going to do well. I'm not prepared to say that Tiger won't win another one. I think what he did to come back to win again was fabulous. And according to the guys I know, he still hits it fantastically well. So, no, I'm not going to say he won't win again.
Did you see the little exhibition they had at his new course in Branson, Missouri?
I did, and I thought that was fun. I thought it was fun to get those guys mic'd up and the interaction, and the course certainly looks good. And Mr. Morris, you know, he's a big supporter of golf. He's done a wonderful job up there and what he's done and the Payne's Valley, wasn't that the name of it? It was fun watching those guys play.
And it was neat, the design, the 18th green,
the 19th hole,
everything about it. It looked like a neat place. And you know about developing a golf course and how, you know, all the work that goes into it and everything else.
It's not easy.
And for that, boy, the look of it is just that looked really neat. And that's a great way to kick it off, too, with those guys all bombing away. But I did notice that, you know, Justin Thomas is long and Justin Rose. And, you know, they're just Tiger's about 20, 30 yards short of those guys right now.
Yeah, but he is 46, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's getting up there.
20 years between him and some of those guys. So, you know, he's. But Nicklaus, when Nicklaus won the Masters in 1986, wasn't he 46 years old?
He was.
And so, you know, you can plot your way around. Tiger knows how to get around a golf course better than anybody. He doesn't make any mental mistakes compared to a lot of his peers. I'm not prepared to say he won't win again. I don't think he'll win this one. I don't think he's been playing enough. But, John, to go back to Mr. Morris's venture, wasn't it great that that's a municipal golf course?
Uh-huh. Yeah, really neat. I'm going.
We need more. We need more of that.
My son goes to school up there in Springfield, which is just about 45 minutes away. So I'm going to go up there, and we're going to play the course. And I'm thrilled, like you said, just thrilled that that I'm able to get on it. You know.
Yeah, those all these great courses where you can just go and pay and play. I think that's fabulous for golf.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit. It started out, looked like Rory was going to dominate and then we saw the emergence of Bryson, and then Colin Morikawa wins his first major, and then Dustin Johnson just took over. What's up with Rory? What do you think? What's going on there?
You know, I think if anybody knew that he would win six or seven times a year, I don't think he knows. And to me, it looks like his putting is pretty inconsistent compared to some of the others. I mean, I don't think Rory putts anywhere near as well as Tiger did when he was the best player in the world. Rory's been the best player in the world on and off, but to me, he has a lot of looks and doesn't take them. If you understand, it looks like he hits it pretty close. And I've heard people say that his wedge game isn't as good as it should be. But to me, I think he hits a lot of shots close and doesn't make the putts. He drives the ball, according to everybody I know, the best out there. He's the longest, straightest driver of Zira, kind of like Norman was or Tiger was back in the day. So who knows? I don't know. Rory, to me, has the most... Billy and I have talked about this on the show before. Rory, to me, has the most natural-looking, fluid golf swing in the world. It's beautiful to watch his balance and the speed at which he swings the club whilst he's perfectly on balance. It's almost the antithesis of Bryson, who looks like he's completely off balance and is hitting it as hard as he can. Mm-hmm. Rory looks like he just has another gear if he wanted it.
Absolutely. All right, we got one more break right now. We've got a short segment on the other side. We'll finish it up with Bruce Davidson here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios with Bill Harmon and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's John Granato.
All right, finishing it up strong with Bruce Davidson from Congaree here in South Carolina on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, brought to you by Insperity, inspiring business performance. Bruce, this is such a weird year. God, so well, obviously, 2020 has been just unbelievable. But the guys have had their rest. This is normally when they rest, but they can't rest now. We're 6 weeks away from the Masters, and, you know, that's something you – I don't care if it's in the fall or the spring or whatever. It's historic, and everybody's going to want that green jacket. So how do you approach these next 5 weeks? Dustin Johnson has already said he's going to be playing in the Houston Open, which is the week before, here for the first time at Memorial Park. We'll see how that works out. So how do you approach it if you're these guys? This is normally your off season.
Well, they had a big off season, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I would imagine the majority of these guys either have access to or live on golf courses where they could have practiced safely, and as we do at Congaree and have done all summer at Diamond Creek, you were there. We just got to follow safe COVID-19 protocols. So I think the majority of them will know when they peak. Some guys like to play right up to the week before. Obviously, that's great for Jim Cray and then the tournament in Houston that Dustin's coming. That's terrific.
Yeah.
And my sources in Houston tell me Memorial Park, the renovation was a wonderful job, and the guys are going to enjoy it. And again, it's a municipal golf course with a lot of history. It was originally a Brettimus golf course. And I think Hogan, Snead, and Byron Nelson played together there way back in the 40s in the Houston Open. So it's terrific. Well done, Jim Crane, for doing that. It'll be wonderful to see how they do, John. I don't think it'll be any different. I mean, what will be different with Augusta National, I think, is if anybody who's been lucky enough to be on property, it's a brawny property, but it's kind of tight walking for the patrons. And if they don't have patrons there, and I'm not really sure if they're going to or not, I've heard both ways, it'll be an eerie Sunday because the cheers, mm-hmm. You can hear the cheers are literally all over the golf course, as we all know. and that will be different. But in the pandemic we're living in, it's all these poor people who got sick and lost their lives. I think I'm sure these guys realize just how lucky they are to be doing what they're doing for a living.
No, absolutely. Do you think that no fans have affected the game at all?
Well, it hasn't, has it? I mean, for me, it hasn't. It didn't affect sitting watching it on television with your family or your friends. It was still exciting. It has to affect it somewhere financially, definitely. Maybe not for Augusta National, but for other tournaments, the PGA Tour. It must be a worry when they do it, when they can't sell tickets and they can't sell sponsors, booths, and they, I mean, it's like every other sport, right?
No, but not for the play, though.
Not for the play, but Augusta National really is, as we all know, it's kind of, fans are tight around the greens, and you really have a feeling of you're rubbing shoulders with the greats when you're there.
Absolutely. There's no place like it. No place like it at all. So that will be much, much different, not having, yeah, because they're what, 20 deep on 18, 30 deep
at least
on 18 when they're coming in. Absolutely.
That's for Tiger's group.
That's right. Well, Bruce, man, we appreciate you hanging with us. It's been too long, and let's talk again soon because it's always fun to talk golf with you.
All right, John. Be good. Be safe.
You too. That's the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Thanks to Brant Jobin and Charlie Epps and to Bruce Davidson for joining us. Sean, nice job. We'll talk to you again next week, everybody. Have a great golf week.